film sucks. Indie film sucks. It's the Indie Film Sucks podcast. Yeah.
Coming at you from the mean streets of St. Louis, from a basement on South Broadway. The Indie Film Sucks podcast. Because coming up with topics for this podcast sucks. Here we are.
I say we just keep drinking. Figure some shit out. Save the world.
Okay, well.
Still
I guess my question is, Chris Mackey, what's your suck?
What? You know what my suck is? Is finding a day. It's not even really a suck. It's just time management. But finding a day to do these podcasts. Because I wish we could read some of the text that go between us on trying to find a day to do the podcast, because getting three of us down here, which we've been very successful at,
we have
most of the time. But that's a suck. Just balancing out, knowing how important this is, and where we want to try to do with this, and just continue to do it. So that's mine.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I mean, trying to manage your day when you have a job or two or three and a family life, and it's pretty hectic. I mean, just when you have kids, you have things to do with your kids, you have to do, whether it be sports or school or whatever. Then you have, you know, your wife. Like, I know, like, we wanted to do this tomorrow, but my wife has a meeting tomorrow, which is usually our normal night to do it, but I couldn't make it.
Right.
And I was running behind today because, you know, just life gets in the way. We're always trying to, we get so busy trying to find out a way to make the days longer, which means, you know, we work hard to find more time for ourselves. And it almost seems like it's working against us. Kind of crazy.
Gregor?
My suck is the same suck it's been forever. How do you get people to care about your stuff? I do not have an answer to that question. I mean, maybe it's make better stuff.
I don't know, man. I mean, the people that actually see the products you've put out over the years and what we put out recently, they enjoy it. You know, it's not that they don't care about it. We just can't get masses to see it.
I agree with you. I mean, look, not everybody's going to like everything you do. That's just how it is. But I would say, in general, over the years of making films, and I know people mean this as a compliment, and I take it as a compliment, even though it's kind of a left-handed compliment, but the one thing I've heard all the time after people see one of our films is like, wow, that's a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. And again, it's, you know, people don't say that to be insulting. People expect a small budget, no name, independent film to be a piece of shit. Of course they do. You know, if I am a filmmaker, and I expect that most of the time, right?
Right.
But the fact is, we make good stuff and people like our stuff. Not everybody, because, man, you look on YouTube comments. I mean, you can't, right? I've said this a thousand times. You can't read the comments, but, you know. You still do. Well, you can't take the comments seriously, and you can't respond to the comments, right? But that doesn't take away the fact that some people really don't like your shit.
Right, but I don't. Sorry, Brock. I don't think it's... To go back to your comment that you made, though, is how do you get people... How do you get more people to view, right? There's enough people in this world that are going to like it, right? Our bucket's too small.
Yeah.
So to your comment, how do you get the mass people to go out and do it? And that's... Unless you have a lot of money and you just... throw it out there.
It's a marketing budget. It really is. It really is about marketing budget.
And then marketing properly.
Yes.
I don't know. That's part of it. But also, I mean, with the rise of YouTube and everything and influencers... I mean, most of those people started out, they didn't have a marketing budget. They just started doing stuff, and people just started watching and started catching on.
But they also do it full-time all the time, and that's always probably their dream or their goal. There's very few people now that I think get lucky and become the sensationalized and what do you call them, influencers?
Yeah.
It's all planned.
Sure.
And I'd like to see the people that don't make it, right?
Yeah, and that content is so short. You're talking 10 seconds to 2 or 3 minutes. You know, you're not talking a feature-length film, and all it takes is somebody to click on something once, it's only a minute long or whatever, then, you know, and people like it. It's kind of different, or somebody has a unique spin on something, or they're just, you they're just unique themselves, you know, people are going to click on it. It's a little different for movies.
It's a lot different.
Is it different?
Yes.
Or do you need to have those quick 30-second, 15-seconds things so...
Well, it's two different things.
No, to get them to go watch your movie.
I don't think that's how it works, right? Okay, I watch, you know, like TikTok shit. I like cat videos and just funny,
we all scroll, right?
Yeah. And my girlfriend will show me, hey, look at this. This guy, you know, fell and busted his ass.
That's funny.
Everybody watches stuff like that, right? But that doesn't prompt me. I don't see something
like
that.
Are you following any of those people?
No, I'm not following any of them.
Most people do, though. Most people like something. They like what somebody puts out on a consistent basis, and they follow it. I think there's people out there, movies like us, that have something, and they're being followed by people. And then people will invest that time to go watch the movie.
I think maybe if we were smarter about things when we were making Red Knight, you know, maybe look at that as another business point. Like, if we were making Red Knight and we knew we were going to make TikTok videos throughout the making of Red Knight, we probably could have done something like you're talking about. Like some behind-the-scenes stuff that, you know, we do have behind-the-scenes stuff, but you know, nothing we're really going to put out on TikTok. You know, if we were going to show people we're making a movie and show little snippets through TikTok, yeah, we probably could have done something like that.
Here is where we fucked up.
Uh-oh.
Here it is. Okay, I don't even know.
Here's where we fucked up.
It's not even out yet, so we don't even know if we fucked
up. Here's the mistake we made. We should have started this damn podcast before Red Knight and then chronicled Red Knight throughout the podcast.
Yeah,
no, that would have been really good.
But we didn't think about this. We didn't even think about this concept until deep into post-production, when me, Chris, and Brock went down to Nashville, Tennessee, to our editor's house to see the cut for the first time, and me and Chris are driving back together, and we're talking about how the ways distributors screw you over. Like, hey, I'm going to make you a good deal, and it's going to be a terrible deal. It's going to be good for me and bad for you. And we're laughing about this, and we're making these characters up and these scenarios up. And that's when we thought, man, why don't we do a podcast about all this crap?
Right.
How bad indie film sucks.
Yeah, nobody's making podcasts. Just do that.
Right, exactly. Nobody's making podcasts and not promoting them. Well, wait, we are.
Yeah.
Well, there's not too many podcasts doing what we're doing, talking about what we're talking
right.
about.
Right, but how do you put those... And I'm not even saying TikTok, because I'm not a believer in TikTok. TikTok makes people money, but I have my reasons for not being on TikTok. But I understand it is a very big tool to get people to follow you.
I disagree with that.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay. So, those little things, we don't know because we haven't tried it yet, right? We bought that computer program that we can feed these podcasts into.
Yeah.
And it kicks out those little segments.
Those little clips, and they're okay.
Right. But here's three guys that can barely, like we said in our Suck Brock, barely get together to meet to make them. Hmm. We got a guy who has to edit them, which, right, that's rough. That's you.
Yeah.
Right? That's time. And now you have to promote it. And before you're done promoting the week you're on, you got to start promoting the week that you haven't done yet, that's not even shot yet. You know what I mean? It's just this endless cycle of just that.
And we're shooting, like, these go out, like when this broadcast is going to be a week after it was shot, if we're lucky.
Yeah, give or take.
So there's a little bit of a lag.
Yeah, so what you're hearing now...
Well, this is from the past.
That's right.
That's right. So welcome.
So right now, honestly, we may have made a main dollar deal. We don't know.
I could be dead by the time this airs.
Very, very true. This could be your last podcast, Greg.
Let's pour one out for me.
Let's hope.
Oh, God.
To our last podcast.
Well, let's hope not.
We got a lot of things to do. We got to get our investors back first.
We do.
No, I agree with what you're both saying, but again, is it the pre-planning? And things have changed in the 3 years that we've been working on this.
Yeah.
Right? It's way different than before COVID.
Yes. So everything we're at right now all dovetails, goes back to the movie Cruiser, the boxing film we were working on. And that was all pre-COVID, and that's now 7 years ago we shot the teaser trailer. Man, it's a long time ago.
7 years ago.
7 years.
I was in my 40s.
You haven't aged a bit.
Yeah.
You look wonderful.
Well, you still look the same, but I think it's a dye job. But anyways, point is...
Is it? No.
I do all kinds of different stuff.
All right, let us know what you think about Brock's
hair. Can't tell. Anyway, point is...
That's the purpose. Yeah.
That world, that pre-COVID world, which we were successful in putting together a decent amount of money, COVID changed and wrecked everything and for a lot of people. So now, because, you know, people don't go out as much, which is why streaming was kind of hitting right when COVID hit. So it's like, all these people are already home, and hey, I can just click a button and watch movies, not have to go anywhere.
Well, also the people learned how to promote themselves on, and we didn't either think about it or we didn't do it in order to, like you said, Brock, to start making these little clips. People that did it did well, right?
Some of them.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they learned how to do, they changed with the times is what I'm trying to say, and we did.
They are, but you know what? None of us ever wanted to be that TikTok person.
No.
No.
You know, I really don't give a shit about that.
I don't
that
care if you want to be it, though.
I know.
Just, do you have to, and that's what we're talking about, do you have to be that person in today's independent world in order to try to, and let's throw money out, because that comes with people viewing your stuff, to get people to view your stuff.
I don't know. There's this guy on Facebook, and he's on YouTube, Jason Horton, Jay Horton, mm-hmm. just finished up another feature. It's called A Hard Place. It's got Felissa Rose, a bunch of other people in it. It's a monster horror movie. Looks like it's, you know, pretty legit. He's a dude who's always out promoting and pushing stuff, but in my mind, he does it in such a way that I want to see more. He doesn't annoy me with it. And he puts out a lot of content for filmmakers. He's done a lot of YouTube stuff. I think he's kind of stepped away from that. But a lot of stuff for filmmakers to learn about distribution and all sorts of interesting mm-hmm. things. The dude really seems to know what he's talking about. And he's also in the trenches making movies. And he seems like a legit, decent guy. James Dean knows him
yep.
more than me. And some of the same people that work with on James Dean movie, like Felissa Rose, worked on Jay Horton's movie. But he seems to have solved the algorithm to an extent. And he started out making no-budget movies just like we did.
Right, but there's the guy who we see that formula, so you emulate it, you take that, you learn from his success, and then you go replicate it in the way you need to do it.
If you do try to replicate someone else's success, you better be better. And you also better be pretty unique.
You're not trying to be him.
No, I'm just saying, if you're going to replicate someone's success, you better be better, or else you're just going to be a one-off. You know what I mean?
Okay, I look at formulas in business and say there's a pad formula for making it from behind the scenes. This is the basics you have to do in order to have break even.
That's business, though. I'm talking like video, and people are watching you or listening to you. Man, people can tell when your shit's not legit, if you're not being honest. They can see it, they can hear it, they can feel it. So, I mean, with content, man, if, you know, like, we know how hard it is to put out a podcast. It comes together for us, though, but because it's genuine, you know. If we were just, you know, sitting around trying to be like someone else's podcast and try to...
I get what you're saying.
Right.
I understand that.
So do I, but I guess, I think they meld together. The business side and the success side and all, everything has to come together, and you have to have, like we just said, even for Red Knight, here's the formula we built. Right? Maybe we missed a mark. Maybe it was 4 years ago formula. Maybe whatever.
Yeah, the goalpost keeps moving.
Right.
Shit. Yeah.
But we put together the plan and we drove that plan, right? That's what we thought at the time. So there's people out there doing it now that I could say, we don't have to be them. We don't have to do them. We have to put out what they're putting out. But the formula states this. A, you got to put out a good product, regardless of what it is. You have to be out in front of people so often. How many hours is that? What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, where is that line where you turn out, where, Greg, you're talking about, you know, this Horton guy, you like watching him. He doesn't turn you off.
Yeah.
With other people, man, it's kind of quick. You know, they turn you off very fast, put too much content out that doesn't have any substance.
Right.
You know?
And Horton's got the balance.
Right.
Right? Somebody like that's got the balance. And we were talking about how do you get people to view more of your stuff is I think you have to have some relevance, and you have to be in front of people. In today's world, you have to be in front of people, because there's no other outlet to do it, because you're not getting through distribution.
No.
Because your stuff's going to get lost in the catalog, or it's not going to get picked up. Maybe Film Hub, but how many things are out there now? Because that's the one platform that everybody's going to now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you differentiate yourself with a product that, I don't know, it's an action horror movie. There's 1,000 of them out there, right? 1,000,000 of them out there.
Well, kind of going back to what you said earlier, I think the concept you were talking about, not so much emulating someone. There's this book that I have. It's called Steal Like an Artist.
Okay.
So the concept there is, and I've suffered from this, and I think a lot of creators suffer from this. They think whatever they make or create has to be something brand new, unique, only to them. No one has ever thought of this before. And the reality is, that's impossible.
It is impossible.
So, steal like an artist means, you know, take the best ideas from other areas and things, and then use them and turn them to your own ends.
Actors do that all the time.
Yeah.
100% of the time. And you steal from the best, like you said. And you're right, Chris. Everything anybody's thought or said has probably been thought or said before, but not from you.
Yeah.
That's not my quote. I've read that somewhere, too.
You know who the most successful independent filmmaker is in the world?
A filmmaker?
Yeah. The most successful independent filmmaker.
Hmm.
I don't know.
George Lucas.
Oh, that's right.
George Lucas, if you look at the original Star Wars, all of those ideas, it's all cobbled together from different stuff. It's like cobbled from Western movies, cobbled from World War II combat footage, from radio plays, from Eastern religion, philosophy, from fantasy. Cobbled all this shit together into something that people had never seen before.
Right.
I mean, they had in all its separate parts, but not in that form.
Right.
And that's why the first Star Wars worked so well, is because he took all these known things and put into a stew pot and put out something that was brand new, but at the same time looked and felt very real and lived in.
I still can't believe Darth Vader's Luke's dad. That just blows me away.
What? What?
Oh, sorry, guys.
Sorry. Son of a bitch.
I didn't know.
Well, I'm not going to watch the rest of those movies.
Well, now you're going to say Leia was somebody's sister.
No, Leia is. Damn it, she is.
Anyway, but that's the point.
Or not even have to create that, right? Is that the one in a million shot from a guy who did it, like a like we always talk about Blair Witch Project or something like that, where I'm trying to take something normal that people do, like us, talented people that went out and made a really good film with has a lot of good features and a lot of good things to it, and just get people interested in what we did and make it compelling for people to go, that's something I want to click on, because these three guys are hardworking. Right? What's our persona and what drives them towards this? Because it's not the film. There's a million films they can go out and watch.
I think we need to put boobs on the poster. That would really help.
I mean, that is a tactic, though, because you look at what James Dean does. Yeah. James Dean understands exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I think you got to look at him and just go, kudos to you, because you're not trying to be something. And we're not either. And a lot of people aren't. But he knows exactly where he stands. He knows his market. He knows his thing. And he makes movies towards that. He's a big poster. Like, posting on Facebook and different things. And it's not about his films a lot of times. No. That's subtle. He's another guy that's really good at it. Very subtle and gets people interacting and going, hey, I'm watching X movie.
You said it. It's interacting.
Yep.
I mean, that does. But, you know, I do know interaction only goes as far as your core group. To get it beyond that, that's where the marketing dollars, I think, could probably help. But what do you market? Like, the big question is, what do you market and how often? I don't know, man.
Right, because once the dollar's gone, I read like Facebook ads, right, or what's that, the boost that you can buy. And people are like, yeah, they say buy this and you think it goes to this. They're like, no, start out real small. Start out with like the $5 boost. Because if nobody's seeing the $5 boost, they're not going to see the $100 boost. Or they're not going to see, and they said so many people have wasted so much money just doing that because it's almost like a gimmick. Because you don't know where it's going, and you don't know what the return is. Because it's still... Is your idea or what you're trying to push good enough? Because if it sucks, if your idea, whatever you're putting out there and your little clips and all that are stupid, like you said, Brock, nobody's clicking on you. Mm-hmm. Nobody's looking for you. Nobody's going to the next thing for you. Nobody's trying to find out what you're about, which is what we're trying to find out is we're independent filmmakers, right? It's the purpose of doing this. Because we want people to go, what is Red Knight about? What is 35 Days about? What are these guys up to? When's their next movie coming out? Man, I can't wait to see this thing.
Yeah, I get that question all the time. You know, when the people that have seen Red Knight, like, oh, when's the next one coming out? We're ready to go. They don't quite understand the art of filmmaking or the business side of it. But
no, I've heard that myself.
Yeah, and then, you know, say we do get a following. We drive a bunch of people to Red Knight. You know, the way the business is these days, you know, are you really going to make any money anyway? Even if you do get a million people to see it. We don't know. That's another big question.
Right. I would say more of, you can't keep that up forever driving the same product either. Mm-hmm. Right? That gets stale.
That gets very stale.
If you don't have something else in the pipeline or some idea or not, if we're filmmakers, so they would expect to see another film. whether it be a short or a lower budget movie or another big budget movie. So
which one do you want to do?
What, big budget movies?
Anything. What do you want to do?
I want a big Dracula's Last Blood. That's what I want to do.
Dracula's buddy. Last Blood.
I don't know which movie. I have no idea. I want to do something that fits in our genre, that is has all the qualities of a film, like good sound, good picture, quality acting, and really is something compelling that they go, man, Red Knight was good. What's this one about too? Because I think if they figure out that we're pretty good filmmakers, people will go watch our stuff. That's what I want.
If people know we're there.
If people know we're there.
That's the question.
And that's the first thing we need to do is try to do some of these other things. And we've said it a million times and we know we need to do it. It comes down to money, people that know how to do it better than us, people that are good at it, people that understand, no, not this, not this, right? 5 posts is too little, 7 posts is too many, right?
So 6 posts.
6 posts, exactly. Man, you are
he's
so good
at math.
Well, you know what? He's into like finance. I don't know what you do for a living, but...
Well, that's why I'm the social media guy.
You are, and I apologize every single time I see the post that I'm just like, I'm so sorry, Chris, that I don't even push the little bit. But that's just it. It takes all three of us to do it, and Baraki hit on it about families and this, and tonight, Tuesday's gone.
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a good movie. Yeah, that's a nice movie.
That's a song, but...
It's a song.
Oh, that's Blowing in the Wind.
No, it's Leonard Skinner, man.
Oh.
Man, you know what else is blowing in the wind?
What's that?
Yeah, I do.
What is always blowing in the wind? The highs, the lows, the in-betweens. True independent filmmaking. On the Any Film Sucks podcast. Brought to you...
By us. Thanks for listening to
this. That's right.
Good night. Good luck.
Peace. Indie film sucks. Indie film sucks. It's the Indie Film Sucks podcast. Yeah.